Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting, running, or growing, or getting rid of a small business. We got something you can read or listen to there. You got 5 seconds. You got 1 minute, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there in any of those times. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question. Right there, all of us right there on the homepage. You can get to anywhere you want. And the search engine works pretty darn good, so use it to your advantage too. Jim Copeland has deposited a great body of work with us on our website over the years. As the director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute, he's here now to talk to us about, we've been talking about their new website, proxymonitor.org. I want to give you mention that again, Jim, because this is a very important site, folks, that lets... Why should small business owners care about what shareholders are proposing to major corporations? Why does that matter to us?
Well, there's a couple of things that I think small business owners should think about here. First is a lot of small business owners are themselves shareholders, and they're being asked to vote on these proposals. And,
right.
And a lot of times it's hard for them to know exactly what's going on with all of this. They're not going to be aware of the big picture. And so hopefully our website can help smaller investors who don't have access to this material across the board. They, of course, get it in their own proxy statements, but they can come look at some of the analytics that we're doing and figure out what's going on.
But now
better.
Your website is only covering the top 100 companies.
Well, that's correct, but I'm talking about the small business owners as shareholders of other companies.
I'm assuming
that most small
right.
business owners, once they start to generate wealth, are investing somewhat in
right.
public equities.
Right.
Now, the second point, and this is we'll expand the number of companies eventually, but it's never going to go down to small businesses proper.
Right. Of course.
And small businesses proper aren't the ones getting targeted by these shareholder
that's
proposals.
Right.
But it is an important thing to think about if you're a small business owner, because if you're a small business owner, eventually down the line, you want to be able to contemplate liquidating your investment. And that means either selling your business or taking your business public. And therefore, what's going on with the public corporations affects you, because down the road, if you're able to liquidate your investment and get your cash out, and because you're not going to be able to manage it in perpetuity, the public markets are very important for you to be thinking about as well.
Well, no, I tell you another thing you probably haven't thought about, Jim, and that is that by reading these proxy initiatives that the shareholders are offering, and by seeing what's going on out there in the minds of what are essentially minority shareholders, it gives the business owner a peek into the mind of a minority shareholder, and as they contemplate letting other people, managers, key employees, et cetera, take a stake in the company, become minority shareholders, they can kind of see what they might be in for.
That's a very important point. I think that's absolutely.
You have to have the mind of a small business owner to see that kind of perspective. But I believe it is
an important point. I'm a director of two small businesses that are closely held family corporations, but there are a number of other shareholders, and over the years, there's been headaches created by minority shareholders that aren't doing it from the standpoint of saying we want to maximize the value of the company, but are doing it from saying I want to see what I can get.
Well, a minority shareholder, and this is important, I think, to point out right now, Jim, is that a minority shareholder in a privately held company has, in most states at least, has virtually no rights. The majority of the shareholders control the company, control the dividends, control the distributions, buy or sell. They have control, and or he or she has control. But a minority shareholder can't, even though they can't control things, they can disrupt things.
Right.
And that's what you were talking about.
Where they start to have rights is if you want to start changing structures. So, for instance, when you want to take your company from subchapter C to subchapter S or vice versa, and you have to get voting approval of all the shareholders, then all of a sudden you can have a minority shareholder saying, well, we want to hold out. Now, there are ways you can still get it done,
but it costs more money, majority lawyers involved. Doesn't majority rule in those cases?
At least the companies that I was involved with, you had to have unanimous consent, or you could change your corporate structure, and what you end up doing is creating a new corporation and buying out the prior corporation. There are ways to get around these things.
So the learning
lawyers and they cost money.
The learning, the teaching moment here, Jim, is as you contemplate bringing people on, folks, make sure that you define what has to be unanimous and what can be majority. Whatever issues, make sure you define that when you bring people in, so that they know what's going on. What do you think, Jim?
I think to the extent your laws of the state in which you're incorporated permit that, to try to make sure things are defined well in your bylaws originally is a very wise principle.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'll just say one more time: if you're a minority shareholder in a privately held company, closely held company, like a small business, if you're a minority shareholder, congratulations, but that gives you ownership. That doesn't necessarily give you any influence over what the company does, including whether to make distributions or not. Proxymonitor.org, right, Jim?
That's correct.
When we come back, folks, I've got a bone to pick with Wall Street. You know that I've been saying prior to 2008, I started talking about what I saw as Wall Street being at cross purposes with Main Street, and I want to get Jim's thoughts on that. We'll come back after these messages. I still say there's a disconnect between what's good for Wall Street and what's good for Main Street, and I'm upset about it. Stay with us, Tintil.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.